This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump announced Friday that Mick Mulvaney, the current director of the federal government's Office of Management and Budget, will take over as his acting chief of staff after the departure of General John Kelly at the end of the year. We get the details from AP's Mike Gracia.
After a choppy process that saw at least two candidates bow out, President Donald Trump has settled on White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney as his new chief of staff. Mulvaney will replace John Kelly, who departs after serving as chief of staff for more than a year. President Donald Trump announced the move in a tweet Friday afternoon. In making the announcement, Trump said Mulvaney will be his acting chief of staff. Trump wanted to replace Kelly with Nick Ayers, the chief of staff for Vice President Mike Pence, but Ayers withdrew from consideration at the last minute. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie pulled out of consideration earlier Friday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
An investigation has been launched into the death of a 7-year-old girl in the custody of Border Patrol agents after she was picked up along a remote stretch of the U.S.-Mexico border. We get details from AP's Rita Foley.
The 7-year-old girl from Guatemala was found with her father and dozens of other immigrants near Lordsburg, New Mexico. She suffered seizures, appeared to be in shock, and apparently had not had anything to eat or drink in days, according to federal officials. She had a fever of almost 106. U.S. border agents airlifted her to an El Paso, Texas hospital where she died. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen offered her sympathies and told the Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends,
"This is just a very sad example of the dangers of this journey. This family chose to cross illegally."
There'll be an autopsy to find out exactly what killed the little girl. I'm Rita Foley.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal judge in Texas ruled Friday that the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare, is unconstitutional, a decision that is likely to be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor in Fort Worth agreed with a coalition of 20 states that a change in the tax law last year eliminating a penalty for not having health insurance invalidated the entire Obamacare law. Supporters of the law immediately said that they would appeal. The White House applauded O'Connor's ruling but said the law remains in place while the appeals proceed. About 12 million consumers nationwide enrolled in 2018 Obamacare exchange plans. Republicans have opposed the 2010 law, the signature policy achievement of former President Barack Obama, since its inception and have repeatedly tried and failed to repeal it. U.S. President Donald Trump's former personal attorney Michael Cohen said Friday he believes the president is not telling the truth about not knowing about hush money payments made to two women who alleged they had affairs with Trump. As AP's Sagar Magani reports, Cohen made the statement in a television interview Friday.
Facing 3 years in federal prison after cooperating with prosecutors, Cohen says he's coming clean, telling ABC News' George Stephanopoulos the president was behind the hush money payments. Cohen did not give any evidence. The president at first denied even knowing about the payments and then said they were private transactions, not violations of campaign finance law, and denied directing Cohen to break the law. Cohen says he's done being loyal to Trump, who has called him a liar that cut a deal to get a shorter prison term and spare his family. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Johnson & Johnson is on the defensive after a Reuters news report said the company knew for decades about cancer-causing asbestos in its baby powder. AP's Jennifer King has details.
The report by a European news service sent company shares into a tailspin. It cited documents released as part of a lawsuit by plaintiffs claiming that the product can be linked to ovarian cancer. Documents cited in the report show that as early as the 1950s, consulting labs found asbestos in the talc that Johnson & Johnson uses in its baby powder. Reports from outside labs showed similar findings through the early 2000s. Johnson & Johnson calls the report false and inflammatory and said thousands of independent tests prove that their baby powder has never contained asbestos. I'm Jennifer King.
On Wall Street, stocks plunged to 8-month lows on growth fears from China and news about Johnson & Johnson. The Dow, the S&P 500, and the Nasdaq were all about 2% lower in Friday's trading. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.